You're listening to SBS News.
Concerned by the high number of Indigenous deaths in custody, a Royal Commission was established in 1987. The Commission released its final report and recommendations 4 years later, on April the 15th, 1991. The report found that Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in custody died at about the same rate, but that Indigenous people were incarcerated at a much higher rate, with a number still high today. Currently, Indigenous people account for around 2% of Australia's population, but around 27% of the national prison population. Since the report was released, 470 Indigenous people have died in custody. Priscilla Atkins is the chairperson of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service. Ms Atkins has told NITV News there's a lack of awareness about the issue in Australia.
Look, I want everyday Australians and people living in our country to see that just because you're picked up and put into a watch house, or you know the police are chasing you or whatever, you don't need to die because of that. You know, if anything, you go before the justice system and you follow the process, but you don't need to die.
The 30th anniversary of the report comes at a time when 5 Indigenous deaths in custody have been recorded since March this year. Between 1987 and 1991, the Commission investigated a total of 99 deaths, 66 in police custody, 33 in prison custody and 3 in juvenile detention, and found glaring deficiencies in the standard of care given to many of the deceased. The report found that there was no foul play, in the sense of unlawful deliberate killing of Indigenous prisoners by police and prison officers, but it found what the report described as less dedication to the duty of care by custodial authorities to persons in custody. Tani Chatfield was a 22-year-old Indigenous man who died in custody in 2017. His sister Tamika Tai says her brother did not receive appropriate medical care.
My brother Tani Chatfield died in Tamworth Correctional Centre in 2017 after medical neglect and systemic racism. We had an inquiry and as expected, the recommendations that come down out of Tani's inquiry were the same recommendations that we heard 30 years ago.
A timeline of events presented to the New South Wales Coroner's Court detailed how Mr. Chatfield suffered multiple seizures and was hospitalised overnight before returning to prison without a discharge summary. A week-long inquest found Mr. Chatfield's death was self-inflicted, but that the medical care provided to Mr. Chatfield prior to his death was inadequate.
This is something that our families are experiencing all too often. What needs to happen for this country to consider our deaths in custody a state of emergency?
The 1991 report made 339 recommendations. Broadly, the recommendations included calls for the provision of medical assistance when necessary, better collaboration with Aboriginal communities, and for imprisonment only to be used as a last resort. Now, a Labor Party Senator, Patrick Dodson, was one of the commissioners in the inquiry. He says inadequate medical care, partly influenced by unconscious bias, continues to remain a major issue in deaths in custody.
But in many cases, it was a dereliction of duty that was far more the cause for someone dying in custody rather than brutality or malicious practice. People who just had stereotypical views of Aboriginal people's disposition, whether they're drunk or disorderly or simply of no value. They had those entrenched views and treated people in such an offhanded manner. And so it was a neglect as much as it was maliciousness.
A 2018 review by Deloitte for the federal government found 64% of the Royal Commission's 339 recommendations had been fully implemented, 30% were partially implemented, and 6% were never implemented. The review also found that while the rate of Indigenous incarceration had almost doubled since 1991, monitoring of deaths in custody had fallen. University of New South Wales professor and Royal Commission researcher Christopher Kinnean says the continuing high incarceration rates of Indigenous people are worrying.
The basic finding of the Royal Commission was that we needed to get First Nations people out of jail, out of the justice system. And what we find now, looking back after 30 years, is not only have we not done that, we've made the situation much, much, much worse. What we've seen over the period of time is a more punitive approach towards law and order, a move to lock up more people, and of course that's impacted or fallen most heavily on First Nations peoples. And, you know, it doesn't take rocket science to see that what the end result of that is that the most marginalised people in Australia are going to be the people that bear the brunt of those policies, and that's precisely what's happened.
While law enforcement officers have been charged over Indigenous deaths in custodies, in 30 years, none has ever been convicted. Professor Kaneen says there's still a lack of accountability when it comes to prosecuting a police or prison officer, an issue raised in the original report.
The systems of accountability do not work, and it's easy for the government to hide behind, you know, a whole kind of smokescreen in terms of avoiding this basic issue that we have far too many First Nations people in prison, and we have a lack of accountability for those First Nations people who have died in custody, as well as, I might add, for non-Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who die in custody as well.
Senator Dodson says alternatives to custodial sentences for minor offences need to be found to keep an increasing number of Indigenous people out of the system.
The initiative should be taken by the federal government to call together Aboriginal agencies with the responsible ministers in these states and do an audit on how the implementation of these recommendations have taken place and what's the qualitative effect of those and what have been the new practices that we can emulate to reduce the levels of custodies in practice.
In a statement to SBS News, Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt said the government is working on the underlying issues behind the incarceration rate.
Under Australia's federal system of government, states and territories are responsible for their respective criminal justice systems, including policing. The Australian government's focus is on addressing underlying factors that lead to incarceration.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.